Hey, good morning, church. I hope you have been enjoying the service so far. Super happy that you are with us this morning. I hope you're comfy wherever you are. Hope you have your Bible with you. Maybe you're taking some notes this morning. And I also hope you have a big cup of coffee or tea or juice or whatever tickles your fancy. But I hope you are comfy and ready for this message that I believe God has laid on my heart this morning. So are you ready? Let's go. We face so much unknown in our world right now. I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, I normally have a lot running through my mind. I have lots of questions. Questions of, hey, I wonder what happened over the past 7 hours while I was sleeping. I wonder what life will look like today. The big one in our family is, I wonder when all of this will be over and when will sports come back, because we all need something to do. Our minds are constantly on. We are facing so many different challenges in our world. Some of us are facing different things than others. Some of us are trying to balance work, maybe homeschooling for the first time, finding new ways to connect with our loved ones while trying to be social distancing from them. You know what? Some of us are trying really hard to keep ourselves and our families healthy, both physically and mentally, while trying to stay put and honestly watch our isolation hair just grow to new lengths. Mothers, I'm sure on this Mother's Day, this will be one that you will never forget. My prayer is that you are surrounded by your loved ones today, if that is being in your house with your kids or having the opportunity to FaceTime or call whoever it is. I know for some of you this morning and today, this is a very difficult day for you. For those women that are trying really hard to become moms and are having a really hard time with it. For some of us maybe that have lost our moms or children in the past years and just feel that weight of today. My prayer is that you feel extra loved and appreciated today. So this morning, in light of everything that is going on and being able to celebrate our moms, my prayer is that this message will encourage you to rise up in the middle of all that is going on and stand strong in our relationship with God. If you have your Bibles this morning, can you turn to Ephesians 6, 10, verse 17? Now, I'm sure this passage, most of you know, like the back of your hand. It's the scripture that talks about the armor of God. And I'll be really honest with you this morning. I fought this one for a while. You can ask my family. I tried pulling different scriptures and coming up with different things. But I kept coming back to Ephesians 6, 10 to 17. I just truly felt like God laid this on my heart. So this morning, I encourage you, open your hearts, open your ears to what God is trying to speak to you about this morning. Amen? Amen. Write a comment. Say amen. In the middle of the unknown, we need to rise up and make a daily conscious decision. Ephesians 6, 10 to 15 says this. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so when that day comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness on, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, and take your stand against the devil's evil schemes. Whether you believe it or not, we are under the enemy's attack every day. The enemy is here to kill, steal, and destroy. So every day we have a decision to make. Are we going to fight this battle on our own, ill-equipped? Or are we going to wake up every day, putting on the full armor of God, being strong in Christ, and fight? Now the only way to be strong towards the enemy is to depend on the unlimited power of God. We draw on his strength by faith, asking him to supply us with the resources that we lack so that we are able to stand firm every day. But you know what? That's easier said than done, right? We have so many decisions. We have so many conversations with ourselves that affect us every day. Maybe your conversations go along or your questions go along the lines of this. Should I have the seventh cup of coffee today? Should I live in sweatpants or leggings for the nth number of day today? Should I let my wife cut my hair? Or maybe the conversation in your mind is going along the lines of this. What's the narrative that I'm telling myself about this situation? Am I strong enough for this? Am I a good parent? Am I able to handle one more thing? A couple weeks ago, I was scrolling through Instagram, as one does when they're bored at home. And my best friend wrote this post, and it struck me. It struck a chord with me. And I was reminded of it this week. And if you don't mind, I'm going to read it for you. In the midst of so much right now, I'm reminded that there's fear and there's choice. Now, I'm not saying that choice is the opposite of fear. In no way do I undermine fear. Believe me, fear has become a very unwanted yet fervent acquaintance over the past couple years. But I say those two words to empower you to recognize that choice can coincide with fear. Let's break it down. Although I feel afraid, I know and I choose to believe that God is my protector, my comforter, my peace giver, and my hope bringer. Although fear may grip me, I choose to declare scripture and to praise the one who is above it. Whenever fear is present, we can choose our response, to let it reside or kick it to the curb. Letting it reside is easy. It's painful, but it's easy. While kicking it is hard. Personally, there have been days when kicking it is easy for me, and others when residing wins. When my fear is so thick and my strength is so thin. Yet the key is to move forward. That is our choice. Yesterday, fear may have won against you, but today you get to choose to get up and try again, to kick fear back to where it belongs. The fact is, we lose when we stop kicking. Now, I'm not a soccer player, nor will I ever pretend to be like it, but I can't help but think of soccer here. In order to win, you can't just be on the field. You have to participate in kicking the ball. Movement is required. Now, sure, there's a chance that your team could still win by you staying put the whole time. But if the ball comes your way, your simple residing will not reap results. Your kicking movement will. How many of us just stand on the field expecting to win? Expecting fear to leave without diving into God's word or worshiping in song, praying for peace, maybe turning off the news, logging off of social media. Change does not occur without movement and intentionality. It's a choice. So wherever you find yourself today, I challenge you to choose movement. Amidst the fear, there's also the reality of choice. Just because you and fear are on the same field does not mean it gets to win. So, how can we practically kick fear or maybe insecurity and doubt to the curb today and this week? How can you rise up and make a conscious decision? So powerful. And like it's speaking to me right now, even as I'm reading it to you. This post, I just love it so much. And honestly, what struck out to me the most was when she says this. How many of us just stand on the field expecting to win, expecting fear to leave without diving into God's word, worshiping in song, praying for peace, turning off the news, logging off of social media, and can I add this morning? Putting on the armor of God. Change does not start without movement and intentionality. It's a choice. It is a choice that we make every day to put on the armor of God. We all wear clothes. And we all get dressed, I hope. I don't know what you do in isolation, but I hope, even if you're wearing pajamas, you have clothing on, okay? And something that I've taught your kids over the past several years that I've been at CPC is to visualize putting on the armor of God every day while they get dressed. It is a movement. It is something intentional that they can do to help them visualize it. While every day is a battle, our battle looks different for every single person, but it is very much a reality for every single person. And you know what? If the enemy can't make you bad, he's going to make you busy. And in this current season, if the enemy can't make you busy with everything that is going on around you, he will find a different way. He will try to make you completely frustrated with your spouse, your family, your kids, maybe your job, or lack thereof. The enemy will start to plant seeds of fear, new insecurity, and new doubts into your mind. He will try to get you to use certain things as a crutch to cope with what is going on around you. We are in a daily battle with the enemy. We need to turn to our source of life, which is God. Making daily conscious decisions to put on that armor of God and staying connected to our source of life. So let's break it down this morning, shall we? What does that practically look like? I teach your kids while they're putting on their jeans, they're putting on the belt of truth. The NIV uses the word belt to convey the idea of tying around the waist, the idea of gridding in the ancient worlds, which is really associated with tying up long robes and long garments to protect their abdominal area. It refers to this leather-like apron sort of thing that they used to wear so they can protect important organs. So every day, we need to put on our belt of truth. We need to speak truth over our lives and over our families. So when the enemy tries to speak lies to you, tries to speak lies to your family and into situations you are facing, we are able to be ready and rise up in God's truth. That's a daily decision. That's a daily practice that we need to make. Speaking godly truths over your life. You are worthy. You are capable. You are a good parent. And you know what? You can do this. Speaking truths over your lives, over your families, and over specific situations. All right, so that's the pants. Next is our coats, our sweaters, our jackets, our shirts, whatever you're wearing these days. When you put that on, you're putting on the breastplate of righteousness. So they put the breastplate of righteousness on to cover some very important organs, your heart and your lungs, two things you need to live. I love how the commentary explains this commentary explains the breastplate of righteousness. He puts it this way. The breastplate of righteousness is from Isaiah 59, verse 17, which describes God putting on the armor to come in judgment. Now, Paul is not talking about judgment, but the fact that the new being is to be created like God. Putting on the breastplate of righteousness means that Christians are to reflect the righteous character of God in their actions. So when you put on the breastplate of righteousness, you are to reflect the righteous character of God in your actions, to be good, to be decent, to be worthy, to be noble-minded, to be honest, to be God-fearing, and to try our hardest to be sinless. Those are daily decisions that we need to make. That is not a one and done. That is not a, oh, learned that one, figured it all out. We have so much coming at us these days, and you know what? We need to be mindful of our thoughts, of the way we speak, and of our actions. Trying our best to make daily conscious decisions in the middle of this unknown. Ask yourself these questions. How am I going to live today? How am I going to set the tone for my family, for the atmosphere around me? If that's the atmosphere at home, maybe in your makeshift work office area, maybe when you're teaching your kids school and you're trying not to go completely crazy, how are you setting that atmosphere? Set your thoughts and your actions to be godly. I play music. I think I learned that one from my dad. I constantly have music playing. If it's in my back pocket while I'm cooking dinner with my family, if that's taking a quiet moment before I dive into work and just playing worship music and setting that atmosphere, how are you doing that in your house? Next, socks. Some people hate socks. Some people like socks. Whatever it is, put your imaginary socks on if you want. But when you're doing that, they are wearing the shoes with the shoes of the gospel of peace. Ephesians 6:15 says, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. Now, in our context today, sharing the gospel looks a little different than normal. We are confined to our homes. We're restricted with the people that we live with. We are, you know, trying to FaceTime loved ones, have phone calls with loved ones, and social distancing went out for a walk. Life looks very different than it did last year. Oh my goodness, life looks different than it did several weeks ago. But will that stop you from sharing the good news of God? Will that stop you from sharing the gospel? That's a daily decision, a daily action with your family and the people you live with. When your patience is being tested, when maybe you run out of food and you need to go to the grocery store, how do you act? Are you kind to the cashier whose life also got flipped upside down and is putting their lives at risk? God has called us to be the light in the dark world, to be kind, not to be greedy, but to think of others. The readiness. The readiness pertains to all of life in any moment. Are you living wisely? Are you making godly decisions with your speech and with your actions? We should not only share the gospel with the people in our lives, but we should also be agents of peace and of love, ready to do the whole will of God at any moment. Yeah, any moment. Send your neighbors the link to maybe Sunday service or something we're doing during midweek. Pick up the phone. Don't just text. Pick up the phone and call someone and talk to them. Ask them how they're doing. Check in on the people that you think are doing well, because you know what? Everyone's struggling through this time. Maybe write an encouraging note or prayers to the people in your lives, maybe your neighbors or the people down the street that you don't even know. Get creative with sharing the gospel of peace. I believe now more than ever, people are looking for godly peace in the middle of this crazy world and this fear-filled world. So are you ready? The way you speak, the actions that you make every single day, they could bring the gospel of peace to someone's life and situation. So with the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, with your feet fitted with the gospel of peace, rise up and make a daily conscious decision to stand firm while speaking truth over your lives, being mindful of our actions and our speech every day. Like I said earlier, if the devil can't make you bad, he's going to make you busy, frustrated, insecure. He'll make you annoyed, and he will try everything in his power to turn you away from God instead of towards God, whom is our source of life. Now, I don't know about you, but these past 8-9 weeks have felt like this very weird and confusing storm. We've all had to learn new normals, that with these restrictions to keep us safe, all the while not knowing how long this is going to last. Some days are very much easier than others. But in the middle of all of this, I am so thankful that my identity in Christ has not changed. Your identity in Christ has not changed. And I'm not sharing that because I figured this out, but because I'm able to stand with my armor of God on, with fear very much in the court. And I'm choosing to believe that God is my protector, God is my comforter, God is my peace giver, and he is my hope bringer. I am choosing to declare scripture and to praise the one who is above this situation. I am choosing to stand firm in my identity in Christ, and you know what? So can you. Ephesians 6:16-18 says this: in addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayer requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for the Lord's people. Now the last three pieces of armor, in my opinion, they all go together. They're all talking about your relationship with God, diving into God's word, and staying connected in prayer at all times. All of these things stem from your identity in Christ. Because of the journey I have faced in my life, my relationship with God looks a lot different than yours. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. The people in your own family, your friends, your loved ones, they all have a different walk with God because of what life looks like for them. There are storms and confusion, they will come. And you know what? They have come for many homes in our church, in our city, in our nation, and across this world. And my question for you is, have you built a strong foundation in God? What are your daily habits to help build that strong foundation, that strong base? Are you choosing to move forward every day in building that strong foundation? Do you have accountability in your life someone that can speak truth to you when it's really difficult. That shield that Paul is talking about, it's not some tiny Captain America size shield. Those shields were actually 4 feet tall and 3.5 feet wide. They were constructed of leather stretched over wood. They were reinforced with metal on the top and the bottom. When they were soaked in water, they were able to effectively stop burning arrows. Holding up one of those things would be pretty difficult. I'm not a strong person, so I definitely would struggle. But you know what? Those shields, they would make a wall both in front of them and above them to protect the people fighting behind them. As they moved forward, they would protect them as they took back ground. That shield of faith is not suggesting that humans protect themselves by their ability to believe, but in the faithfulness of the God that we serve. What protects you from the arrows, from the things when we are being tempted to do wrong or to sin? It's our relationship with God. Building that strong foundation in Christ, having accountability in your life so you don't miss any holes in your foundations, those blind spots that we can't see, that's where the enemy attacks. That's where the enemy goes. It's time to grow our relationship with God to a deeper level. Now, at the end of my road, the house that I'm living in, I've been living there for about 1.5 years now, and they're building an apartment building at the very end. And from the pictures, it looks like it's going to be a tall one, but for the past 1.5 years, they've been building this thing. From the moment I moved in, maybe a couple days later, someone came and they could see they were like surveying the area, and then they built this massive fence that was really tall. Still, half of it's still up there to mark the property. And so for months and months and months and months, nothing happened. Like nothing happened. And then finally this spring, our street was lined with massive trucks. Like they blocked me in. So sorry, Jeff, if I was late for work. They blocked me in, they blocked my neighbors in, but they were bringing in supplies to finally start building up. Now, so we could finally start to see something grow. To my housemates and I, this seemed like it was the world's longest, slowest process. Wondering when on earth would this thing be done and our road will not be blocked anymore. Now, why did it take months to finally see growth? They were working on the most important part. They were working on the foundation. To the builders, they knew that they needed to map out the area. They knew they needed to dig really deep. I like poked my head in really at the beginning because I was really curious. And there was like a tiny little hole, and I poked my head in and like, oh my word, I got nervous and I'm not afraid of heights. It was deep. They had people come every single day to do their job, to do things that they needed to do. And then finally, after all of that time, they were able to go up. So, how's your foundation with God? That is the most important part. Having that strong foundation so that God can build, remodel, add on, take away, which is painful but important, so that he can make his beautiful creation, the beautiful thing that he has called you to be. So are you giving God permission to do what he wants in your life? Are you rising up? Are you making daily decisions to put on the armor of God? Choosing to kick fear, insecurity, doubts to the sidelines? Speaking truth over your lives, acting godly, and setting a godly tone in your lives every day? And you know what? We are not going to understand it all. The thousands of questions that go through your head and that go through my head, we may not have an answer for. But we are still able to walk in the armor of God, knowing that he is in full control of what is going on. He's before us, he's behind us, and he's beside us every single day. I am able to rise up in my uncertainty because of the God that I serve, walking in truth and filling my soul with godly peace. So I leave you with this today, a challenge for your week. In the middle of all that is going on, rise up daily, put on your armor of God daily, and choose your response. Are you going to let whatever is going on in your life reside, or are you going to kick it to the curb, knowing that you are building a strong foundation for God to do some incredible things in your life? Some days are going to be harder than others, and that is okay, but never stop moving forward. Have a blessed day, everyone.
And we want to pray a prayer of blessing over every mom as we end this Mother's Day service. So let's join together as we pray. Father, thank you so much for the moms that are watching today. I pray that they would sense an incredible presence of God, the smile of God. Lord, I pray that in their days of discouragement, in their days of frustration, that they would feel your strength, they would feel your smile upon their lives. And they would know that while they may not be able to see the seeds that they've planted in their children's lives, that those seeds are going to grow into something incredible. God, I pray that you would bless our moms today. I pray that you would bless each mom as they have given so much for you. I pray that they would experience your presence in an unbelievable way. Let them have a season of rest. Let them have a season of peace. And may your face shine upon them. So God, bless our moms today. May they know that they have done good things for their children. And may you sow back into them as they have sown into their children. So bless them today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.